Greetings, readers. Welcome to the September edition of Library News. September brings us Banned Books Week. This year, it is September 18th through the 24th. It is an annual event celebrating the freedom to read and spotlights current and historical attempts to censor books in libraries and schools. In 2021, book challenges topped 700, the most since the year 2000. Library staff in every state faced an unprecedented number of attempts to ban books. ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom tracked 729 challenges to library, school, and university materials and services in 2021, resulting in more than 1,597 individual book challenges or removals. Most targeted books were by or about Black or LGBTQIA+ persons. The 729 challenges tracked by ALA represent the highest number of attempted book bans since we began compiling these lists 20 years ago, said ALA President Patricia Patty Wong. We support individual parents' choices concerning their child's reading and believe that parents should not have those choices dictated by others. Young people need to have access to a variety of books from which they can learn about different perspectives. So, despite this organized effort to ban books, libraries remain ready to do what we always have, make knowledge and ideas available so people are free to choose what to read.
Here are the top 10 most challenged books of 2021. Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe has been banned, challenged, and restricted for LGBTQIA+ content and because it was considered to have sexually explicit images. Lawn Boy by Jonathan Edvision, banned and challenged for LGBTQIA+ content and because it was considered to be sexually explicit. All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson, banned and challenged for LGBTQIA+ content, profanity, and because it was considered to be sexually explicit. Out of Darkness by Ashley Hope Perez, banned, challenged, and restriction for depictions of abuse and because it was considered to be sexually explicit. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, banned and challenged for profanity, violence, and because it was thought to promote an anti-police message and indoctrination of social agenda. The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, banned and challenged for profanity, sexual references, and use of a derogatory term. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl by Jesse Andrews, banned and challenged because it was considered sexually explicit and degrading to women. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, banned and challenged because it depicts child sexual abuse and was considered sexually explicit. This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson, banned, challenged, relocated, and restricted for providing sexual education and LGBTQIA+ content. Beyond Magenta by Susan Coakland, banned and challenged for LGBTQIA+ content and because it was considered to be sexually explicit.
September is also Library Card Sign-Up Month. If you know of an individual who would benefit from our library services, send them our way. We would be happy to send them an application and or provide them with more information about the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. More information about the library, our program, and our online application can be found at iowalibrary.blog. And Makerspace Monday makes its return in September. This month will be a wood-burning workshop. Everything you need will be provided. Beautiful wood plaques, a variety of patterns and ideas, and more. This is a program for all ages and will be held Monday, September 12th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. here at the library. There is an online registration that needs to be completed. You can find the link on our blog at iowalibrary.blog. Also starting in September is Crafting Your Story After School program. This weekly program will begin on Tuesday, September 13th and will be held every Tuesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 p.m. until May 2nd, 2023. Each month will have a different theme, and each week in the month will have a certain focus. Week one is Crafting Corner. Week two is 1 week challenge mission. Week three features a special guest. And week four is stirring up edible and tasty recipes. Once you are signed up, once a month you will receive a program supply kit, a family fun activity checklist, read a book challenge, and access to our Read Squared online reading program. Go to iowalibrary.blog to get signed up today. please contact Denise Bean if you have any questions. denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 if you have any questions about Makerspace Monday or the Crafting Your Story After School program.
The National Library Service will host their quarterly Patron Corner on Monday, September 12th at 6 p.m. The topic for this session is narration, the art of telling the story. Guest speakers will include Celeste Lawson, a narrator, and the head of the NLS Media Lab. The session will run for about 90 minutes and will be on Zoom. Please contact the library for the link or call in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Don't forget about the NLS program, The Many Faces of Bard, occurring the second Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. via Zoom. This program will last for 1 hour and cover one aspect of Bard. Each program will start with a brief presentation with the remaining time spent answering questions. Please contact the library for the link or call in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month, we talked about what the library staff is reading and what podcasts they like. On Saturday, September 24th, the library is hosting an IDB virtual book festival from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us via Zoom as we visit with author Reed Forgrave. He wrote Love, Zach, A Small Town Football and the Life and Death of American Boy. In this book, it examines the life of Zach Easter, a young man from small-town Iowa who took his own life rather than continue his losing battle against the traumatic brain injury, CTE, he sustained playing high school football, and looks at the issues that football raises about masculinity and violence. This book is available in audio and braille. In addition to the author visit, we will be having different sessions on reading and books, as well as a live recording of our Library Chat podcast. And last but not least, library news can now be found on Newsline. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!